Simen Reish Nun Gimel. It's a lengthy discussion about setting up your stove before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah begins with an introduction. So let's do the introduction to Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Hine, Mipnei Shehasimen Hazeh Rabu Pa'arosav, because this chapter has a lot of branches and details. Ukadei Shlo Yivalvel Enei HaKarbon, because we don't want the one who's reading through the Simen to get confused. Amarti lahatik mi sefer machzah shekel psicha katana. I said, I'm going to quote from the sefer machzah shekel a short introduction, a letter to the simen, meikari hadinushal, from the basic halachas, kadei sheyoritz akorbo, and then you can read it quickly and understand. Da, you should know. Sheyesh inyan shehiya ve'inyan chazar. There's a topic called shehiya and another one called chazar. And in fact, these are two separate Gezeros of the Chacham. Shehiyah Mikri. What is Shehiyah? The word Shehiyah means to delay, to leave something. Shenose Tav Shul Me'erev Shabbos Agabi Kira. So you leave a pot cooking Friday afternoon on a stove. Lo Derechat Man, it's not insulated. Umenicha Omeid Agabi Kira. You just leave it on the flame. Ubeshabbos No Tumei Kira. And at Shabbos you take it off the stove. So leaving a pot to cook from Friday afternoon into Shabbos is called Shehiyah. V'chazara mikri, what's chazara? Chazara is called kishenicha merev Shabbos agabikir, when you leave a pot on the stove from Friday afternoon. U'b'Shabbos not lo mehakir, and on a Shabbos you remove it from the stove. V'rotzeh lahachzir sheinis agabikir, and then you intend to return it to the stove. Zeu ikar din chazara l'kuli am, that is the main halacha of chazara according to all shittas. Aval yesh od in chazara, but there's another in chazara. Shenot lo me'erev Shabbos samlecha chashecha, when you take it off the stove erev Shabbos close to evening, or machzir, and then return it. Kavar b'sif beis b'go, we'll see that in sif beis in the Ramah. So you have the shehiyah of leaving a pot cooking from Friday into Shabbos, and chazara when the pot was on the stove from Friday into Shabbos, and you remove it from the stove, I want to put it back on. So we find the machlokes, Chananya the Chacham. The Chananya sphere, Chananya holds, Im hatav shel kvar nisbash shel kamachal ben drosoi, if the food in the pot was already cooked to the degree of ben drosoi was a bandit who never had time to cook his food fully cooked because he was a fugitive running from the law. So he would only partially cook it and eat it as such. So if it's cooked to that degree, we considered it cooked, the minimal amount of cooking. Hukachatzi bishul, it's halfway done. V'yesh oimim, others say kishlush bishul, a third. It's machlokes Rambam and Rashi, what is the shear, half or a third? Mutar lahash hoisa al gabi kira. So Chananya holds that if you already cooked the kamachal and the soy before Shabbos started, then you can leave it on the stovetop into Shabbos. Afilum ena grufam ena gacholam, even if you do not shovel out the coals, you didn't remove the fuel source from the oven. The ena katuma, nor did you dampen the effect of the coals. Hainu she mechusa hagacholam be'efer. Katuma means ash. They would cover the coals with ash, and that would cool down the flames. So you didn't either. You didn't remove the coals. You didn't cool down the coals. As long as the food was cooked kamachav in the soil before Shabbos started, you could leave it on the stove into Shabbos. The Chacham of Svirlu, but the Chacham disagree. They hold the Asur. Im Eina Gufa Ukatuma, unless you remove the coals or you cover over the coals. Elam Kain Espasal Karsoko, unless the food is fully cooked before Shabbos. And in addition, Umitztamek V'ralo, as it continues to cook, it actually gets worse with the prolonged cooking. So the Chacham say, Machab in the soy is not good enough. You'd have to take out the coals or cover them. But if it's fully cooked, then as it cooks, it gets worse, its stomach, it shrivels and shrinks and gets worse, then you can leave it on. Ubereish Perek Kira Tanan. Now, the beginning of Perek Kira Masecha Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Kira Shehesigu V'chulu, what is the fuel that you use for the oven? Begefes Ube'etzim, if it's gefes, which is residue or sediment from pressed olives, Ube'etzim, or wood, Lo Yitin Achi Yigof Achi Yitin Es Efer, you cannot put any pot on that oven unless you remove the fuel source or cover them with ash. It says, don't put on the kira unless you did Gerufa Ketuma. What's the law? Does it mean to say Lo Yasha? Don't leave it cooking from Friday into Friday night. Elon can go off a Ketuma unless you took out the coals or covered them. V'asikra Bon de Chananya, which is the sheet of the Chachamim, who argue in Chananya. O Lo Yitin, maybe when it says Lo Yitin, it doesn't mean that at all. What's the law? What it means is Lo Yachsi, do not do Chazara, unless you take out the coals or cover them. Ava Shahir, but to just leave it there from Friday into Friday night, Muteris, that's okay. Afilu ain't a girl for Kotum, even if you didn't remove the coals or cover them with ash, as long as it's Kamacha B'dasoy. Vasika Chananya, like Chananya. For the Yeshita Haibai, now this question is not resolved in the Gemara. Upasko HaRifa HaRambam V'onim B'shita Asom, so the Rif and the Rambam, and those who follow them hold, Lashos Tinan Ukabar and the Chananya. This Lo Yiten is referring to Shehiya, like the Chacham who argue on Chananya. The field is choice that even to leave it cooked from Friday to Friday night, but Inon Agabi Grufa Ketuma, you have to make sure that stove has had the fuel source removed or the coals were covered with ash. It's a strict point. V'Hatoisvus Pasku, Toisvus says no. Lahachzir Tinan, it's referring to Chazara. For Chazara, you need Grufa Ketuma. Avalishos, but just to leave it from Friday to Friday night, mutter, that's fine. Afilu al ena gufa, even if the coals are still inside, mishnah spashel kamacha ben the soil, as long as it was cooked partially halfway done before Shabbos. Kachananya, exactly like Chananya. So the Gemara doesn't say what is the mahalik. They're not sure it could go either way. The Rif and the Rambam go lechomo, and Tosfos goes lekula. These are the two opinions that the Shulchan Aruch presents in this chapter. There is showing the first view, he das Rif Aram. It's the strict view of the Rif and the Rambam. V'hayesh oimrim, and then there's a yesh oimrim. Shemevi mechaber b'sof sif aleph, that the mechaber brings at the end of sif aleph, who das Rashi v'toisvus, and now that's Rashi and Toisvus, who go with the lenient view. Zer mashe b'yana b'katsar, this is what we explain or clarify briefly. U'miata nevo levaz, tibet Shulchan Aruch be'ez Hashem. Now we'll come to clarify the Shulchan Aruch with Hashem's help. So the mechaber brings the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam that's strict, that you cannot leave anything cooking from Friday into Friday night, unless it's fully cooked already before Shabbos starts, or the alternative is take out the coals or cover them up. Yesh oimim, that it's okay, even if it's machlo ben desoy, and you don't have to remove the coals. So what's the rule of thumb? Whenever the mechaber has a stam, followed by yesh oimim, he holds like the stam. He holds the chumer dekshita. He holds that you're not allowed to leave things cooking from Friday afternoon to Friday night unless you remove the coals or cover them or the food was fully cooked and it's stomach varalo. However, when he brings the yesh oimim that's mekel, later on, the Ramah says on that, v'nohagu lo hakel kesvar hachrona. The minig is to be mekel like the second view. That even if it's just machel ben desoy, it's mutter to leave it from Friday afternoon into Friday night, and you don't have to move the coals, and you don't have to cover with ash. So that's what I point out as part of this hakdomo, that when the Ramah says v'nagul ha'akel kasvar harish achrona, the minig is to go with the yesh omer, not like the mechaber. The Ber Halacha says later, it's near the end of the sif, it's a long sif aleph. He says if you look in Beis Yosef, he's marich with these two opinions. And he brings the Rosh. And the Rosh says, "Mipnei Shiyisrael Adukim b'mitzvus Oinik Shabbos," since Klal Yisrael clings to the mitzvah of enjoying Shabbos. U'bevadei lo yishmu ulanu, and they're not going to listen to us to be strict. Al kein hanach lehem, so let them be mekel. Mash mizeh, that language implies, Drach mishum zeh l'rotz limchus, only because they're not going to listen, they didn't want to protest. V'chene Beis Yosef Gufa, and even Beis Yosef the fact that the strict view is a stam, but the Ashniya B'Shem Yesh Omer, the lenient is Yesh Omer, Mash Megan Kein Daito Noit L'Hachmetz. You see clearly the Mechaber Beis Yosef Shita is to be strict. Ach Mikol Mokom Ein Banu Koyach Limchos Mikin. However, we do not have the power to protest against those who are lenient. Shekvar Nogu Ob Kei Yesh Omer, because the minig is like the Yesh Omer. K'moshe Kasa Like Ramah. K'moshe Kasa Ramah Like the Ramah writes. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Valkein, therefore, Lefiza, according to this, Lechat Chila Bevadei Tov Li Zoher Shem Mevushal Kod Sakoi Kod Mechashecha. So Lechat Chila, one should be careful to make sure the food is fully cooked before dark. Ule Salkum and Eish, and take it off the flame. But if things were running late, maybe guests came late in the afternoon. Now he has to cook some food for them. He could put food to cook on the stove. Even though by sunset it will only be halfway done. Leave it there on the flame until it's finished cooking. And then you could serve from it Friday night. It's not directly on the flame. So the fact of the matter is, Rama says we're lenient. However, it's mashma that one really should try to be strict. So Mr. Bruce says, your food should be fully cooked before Shabbos, and not to shahi unless it's fully cooked. The alternative is, of course, to make it grufa ketumah. And that's why we use a blech. A blech is the equivalent of putting ash on the flame. So that's why we always use a blech. Even if the food is meichel ben desoy, and according to the second shita, ar yesh noigin, you don't need a blech. But we use a blech. And that way, even the first shita is accommodated. Even the more strict shita is accommodated. As long as you have a blech, and it's not fully cooked, we're not worried, and that would be okay in such a case. So that's the hakdama with the jumping ahead to the maskana, the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it.